the 243rd day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic resistance to the Russian large-scale invasion has begun. According to the general staff data, the enemy tries to hold the temporarily captured territories, improve the tactical position and focuses its efforts on restraining the actions of the defense forces in certain directions. At the same time, the enemy goes on the offensive in Bakhmut and Avdiivka directions. According to available information, the Russian Federation continues to train a part of those mobilized at the all-arms military training grounds and in the training units for certain specialties. Over the past 24 hours, the defense forces of Ukraine repelled attacks of the occupiers in the areas of Zemlyanka and Chuhunivka settlements of Kharkiv region, as well as Soledar, Bakhmut, Andriivka, Klishchivka, Novomikhailivka, Marinka, Nevelsky, Pervomoyska and Avdiivka of Donetsk region. The enemy shells the positions of our troops along the contact line and conducts aerial reconnaissance. Over the past 24 hours, the Russian occupiers launched missile strikes and airstrikes on the infrastructure and homes of civilian population, violating the norms of international humanitarian law, the laws and customs of war, the general staff said. In general, over the past day, the occupiers launched 2 missile strikes and 28 airstrikes, 65 MLRS attacks. The enemy struck civilian infrastructure objects in Bakhmut, Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv and Novotavrihezhka of Zaporizhia region. The situation in Volyn and Polisia directions did not change significantly. During October, measures to check mobilization resources are ongoing in the Republic of Belarus. Special groups have been created under local executive authorities to check and clarify information on potential conscripts. The type of activity of men of conscription age, military accounting specialties and marital status are being clarified. There is still a threat of missile strikes and airstrikes launched on Ukraine's critical infrastructure from the territory of the Republic of Belarus, including with the use of Iranian-made combat drones. In turn, according to specified information, the destruction of 3 BM-21 Grad MLRS and the evacuation of about 70 wounded enemy servicemen near Mykolaivka settlement of Zaporizhia region were confirmed. In the town of Enerhodar, the Russian occupiers rotated personnel at the nuclear power plant. The facts of physical and moral pressure on the employees of Zaporizhia NPP to force them to sign contracts with the Rosatom Corporation are still recorded. In addition, the invaders ban the NPP employees from leaving for the government-controlled territory. The aviation of the defense forces launched 11 strikes over the past day. 11 areas of enemy weapons and military equipment buildup were destroyed. The air defense units shot down 12 Shahed-136 UAVs. Over the past day, Ukrainian missile and artillery units hit 4 command posts, 5 areas of manpower, weapons and military equipment buildup, 4 ammunition depots, an anti-aircraft missile system, an area of artillery positions, and other important enemy objects. Natalia Tolub,